Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So what we're going to do now is continuing with our journaling the Quran. And today I want to look at something that you can highlight in your Qurans, okay? We looked at Imam Ali last time. So today we're going to look at the wajib sajadat in the Quran and the mustahab sajadat. I find very, very many times that we don't know them. And we should know them. Not this time, but when we come to do the particular surahs, we will look at why they're wajib or why they're, you know, why they're there. Why do you have to do a sajda there? So this is the sajda of tartil, or the sajda of recitation as such. And there are four wajib sajadat. When you hear them live, not when you hear them on a recording, when you hear them live, you must go into sajda. It's as simple as that. There is no specific recitation, although there's a mustahab recitation, no wajib recitation, but you must go into sajda. Now these four are, as you can see, you've got them on your screen. You've got surah number 32, surah number sajda, surah number 41, which is Hamim sajda, surah al-Fussilat. You've got surah number 53, which is a star, and you've got surah number 96, which is Alaq. Now, the way to remember it is a mnemonic, and I always do it through mnemonics. When a star is born, do two sajdas. So if you remember that, when a star is born, do two sajdas. You know, we tell children, you're a 53. Now, if you continually use that, this is how you use Quran in your daily life. So you tell somebody, you're a star. You tell them you're 53. And they say, why are you saying 53? Well, because you're a star. So you'll never forget surah number 53 is a star. 96 is Alaq. Alaq is that leech, and you know the clot. And the way I see it, if you put 9 and 6 near each other, there's like twins in your tummy, okay? Put 9 on the other side of 6, the other way around. You just got to imagine, if not even twins, if you look at a cell, if you look at pictures of a cell that is formed, it's like two little things it's just a way of reminding yourself. So I know it is in Suratul Najm, which is surah number 53. I know it is in Suratul Alaq, which is surah number 96. And then do two sajdas. I know there are two surahs of the Quran that are called Suratul Sajda. One is 32, and the other one is called Suratul Sajda, but to differentiate it, we say Hamim Sajda. It's Suratul Fussilat. So if you can remember 32 and 41, so in our heads, if you can remember 53, 96, 32, 41, don't remember that, it's okay. Najm, Alaq, Sajda, and Hamim Sajda. So you know they're in these four surahs. That should just come straight away. What are we supposed to recite? These are recommended recitations. I'm not going to go over the whole thing. But as long as you know, la ilaha illallah, haqqan haqqan, the way I remember it is, I know there are three la ilaha illallahs. As a child, I was taught this, to go over it again and again and again. And the way I remember it is simple. I know that there are three la ilaha illallahs. That's what I remember. So I forget about the last three. Always when there's a wajib sajda, I just say la ilaha illallah three times first. Then as I go along, I will remember haqqan haqqan. So now I will say, la ilaha illallah, haqqan haqqa, three times. Maybe next time I will add, imana wa tasdika. And then maybe I will add, ubudiya wa rikka. And that's how I move across. And then sajadtu laka, I do sajda to you, ya Rabbi. And these are things that you can tell him while you're in sajda. Say it to him in English. La ilaha illallah, three times is easy. You know, haqqan haqqa is easy. You know, imana wa tasdika is easy. I believe in you. And I testify to you, ubudiya wa rikka, I am your slave. And then to tell him, I do sajda to you, ya Rabbi, ta'abbudan wa rikka, I'm totally dedicated to you. La mustankifan wa la mustakbiran. I have no pride, I have no arrogance. But I am your abd, I am dhalil, I am dha'if, I am khaif, I am mustajir. I am in humility, I am weak, I am in awe of you. And I am in need of your protection. And even if you cannot say it in Arabic first, there's nobody who cannot go into sajda and say, la ilaha illallah, three times, and say all these things. I'm in need of your protection. You are my Rabb. I am attached to you. Slowly you will learn it in Arabic. You know, in Stanmore, which I love to beats, in Ramadan, when a wajib sajda is recited, somehow people don't recite that sajda. people in your Quran can tell you, go in the corner and recite it. Why? You are actually depriving people of the chance to go into sajda. Or if you are, you don't have to pray, you don't recite it, but if somebody recites it, go into sajda. There's nothing wrong, okay? Really important. This is a ni'mah from Allah, because the surahs will tell you. I mean, let's look at them for a little bit. Surah to sajda. Innama yu'minu biayatina. Those who believe in our ayat. Alladhina idha dhukkiru. When they are reminded of them, biha, kharru sujjadan. They just fall into sajda. It's amazing. Wasabbahu bihamdi rabbihim wa hum la yastakbirun. They're not arrogant. It's an honor to whenever you hear something to go into sajda. For any stuck, but you could see that. But if they're proud, فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْعَمُونَ. But you will see those who, that's what Allah is saying, if you're not proud, you will glorify Him, you will declare His perfection night and day, and you will not get tired. It's connected to the surah we talked about today. The next one, فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا. It's an order, فَاسْجُدُوا, go do sajda, and connect yourself to Him, be His slave. Again in here, كَلَّا. La tuti'hu wasjud waqtarib. All of you have to go into sajda now because we've read the four ayats. So I'm hoping you will go into sajda. And that's only one sajda. Okay, so whenever you hear these ayats, you will do sajda. I was hoping you would all have got off and gone down to do sajda as soon as you heard them. But hey, that's how it works. All right, now we come to mustahab sajadat in the Quran. So you will highlight this. The mustahab sajadat in the Quran, on hearing them, you can just bow your head. You don't have to go into sajda, but it's better too. So when you finish 10, we'll go into sajda again, okay? But every time you hear it, you go down. So we try to do a mnemonic that you would be able to remember them. I would write the mnemonic down if I were you, so you remember where it is. And anyway, they're marked in the Quran. They're always marked. Each one of them is marked, so it doesn't matter. But if you highlight them, they will pop up in your head. So the four wajib ones, now there's 10 mustahab ones. Most people, when they hear the mustahab ones, they say, it's okay. It's not okay. Bow your head a little bit. The reason why they're there, there's a reason for it, right? In the other schools of thought, their wajib ones are different from ours. So they will go into sajda in some of these. So here we go. I heard thunder. You all know thunder is 13, yes? How do you remember thunder is 13? You know Imam Ali was born on the 13th of Rajab. And you know, to those who didn't like him, he was like thunder. And to those who like him, he brought rain. So don't forget. So you heard thunder. First thing you did was you looked up. I heard thunder, I looked up. So one is in Suratul Ra'ad, you looked up, Suratul A'raf. A'raf up, seven up. You know the drink, seven up, right? So you remember it's number seven. You don't know. Okay, I'll start again. A'raf is surah number seven. Drink, seven up. A'raf is up, heights. Okay, so I heard thunder and I looked up. And I saw an explosion. My goodness. Surah number 84. Now you all know, you all know surah number 84 is, hopefully you will know and you will tell me what surah number 84 is. It's Inshiqaq. Inshiqaq is an explosion. I saw an explosion. So what is that? It was Isra. Isra is the night journey. It's like you saw a rocket going up to the sky. How do I remember Isra is 17? If I write 1 as an arrow and 7 as the heavens, it's going up to the heavens. So it was Isra, which I had read about in the Furqan. Furqan is 25. If you don't remember the numbers, it's all right. At least you remember the story. So I'll start again. I heard thunder, so I know it's in Surah Ra'ad. I looked up and I saw an explosion. I know 3 of the 10. And when I looked up, I saw Isra, which I had read about in the Furqan. I know 5 already. So what happened? The bees, 16 honey bees, sweet 16, and the ants were scared when they heard that explosion. So the bees and the ants were scared. And Maryam, 19, went to Hajj to find out the secrets of sajda. Start again. You know all 10 now. You know which 10 surahs they are. You can say them with me loudly. I know I can't hear you, but I can hear you. My soul can hear you. Okay. So we started by saying that you heard thunder. You looked up. There was an explosion. And you thought, oh my goodness, what's that? It is Isra. So you saw Isra, which you read about in the Furqan. What happened? Bees and ants got scared. You'll think about it when later on and see what I'm trying to say. Maryam went to Hajj to find out the secret, maybe the secret of the explosion. So at least you know what surahs they're in. That's a start. And then the ayat will come. So you will see in these surahs. So Araf says, those who are with their Rabb, they're not proud. You will see the word pride coming everywhere. Look at this. Those in the heavens and the earth do sajda to Allah. Look at this one. They fear their Rabb. They do what they're commanded. What are they commanded? To do sajda. In Surah Al-Isra, they fall down وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْكَانِ on their chins. The moment they hear the truth, they just fall, they faint. Next one we can see in Surah Maryam, right? Right at the end, you can see they fall down. They do sajda, سُجَّدًا وَبُقِيًا, and they cry. Next one, Surah Al-Hajj, where Maryam went, by the way. You will see the same thing. They are those, if you can see, do you not see that the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and all these, they make him honorable. They raise him, therefore they do sajda. If you look at Surah Al-Furqan, the same thing, they say, وَمَا الرَّحْمَانَ أَنَسْجُدُوا لِمَا تَأْمُرُونَ وَزَادَهُمْ نُفُورَ. Shall we do sajda? But for them, they don't like doing sajda. So we have to go against that and say, well, I'm going to do sajda. Surah Al-Naml. Really simple. Allahu la ilaha illahu rabbul arshil adhim. And then Surah Sajda, obviously, which you all know. Surah Sad, which you all know. And finally, 84, which is in Shiqaq. Wa idha quriya alayhim al-Quran, la yasjudun. When the Quran is recited to them, they do not do sajda. They refuse to do sajda. Okay, so that basically is your... let me go to your mustahaba. So are you all right with this? And the secret, by the way, was Saad, which we came along.